You're listening to SBS News.
In 2019, the United Nations declared home as the most dangerous place for women and children. The pandemic has highlighted just how precarious such an environment can be. With much of the world largely confined to their homes, there has been a global surge in domestic violence. Australia is no exception, according to a new study by Monash University, which surveyed 166 family violence victim support practitioners across Victoria. Dr. Naomi Fitzer, who led the research, says the COVID-19 crisis has increased women's vulnerability.
Practitioners reported to us, they said that there has been an increase in the frequency and severity of violence against women and also an increase in the first time reporting of violence against women.
Almost half of the practitioners who participated in the research reported a rise in first-time cases of family violence. Dr. Fitzner also noted that new forms of abuse have emerged, where perpetrators are weaponising the global health crisis to gain control over women.
Practitioners told us that perpetrators are using the COVID-19 restrictions and the threat of infection to gain access to women and children and control their movements.
One of the practitioners detailed how the pandemic is being used to keep women isolated, for example, not letting them out of the home to protect them from getting the virus. Another stated that ex-partners are using the restrictions as an excuse as to why women should stay in a relationship with them. Other anecdotal evidence included cases where perpetrators have spread rumours a woman has COVID-19 so nobody could go near her or help her. The research also revealed that reduced privacy in homes has severely restricted the ability to seek support.
We know that family violence is underreported, and many practitioners told us that they were concerned about women who were unable to seek help during this time, and they noted to us that we may not know yet the full extent of violence experienced by women during the shutdown.
Practitioners also noticed a shortage of safe housing options for women and children escaping family violence. The researchers say their study highlights how crucial it is for governments to address women's safety, both during the pandemic and in the recovery stage as more restrictions are lifted. Meanwhile, a separate study has revealed the toll the shutdown has taken on our close relationships. A Relationships Australia survey of almost 800 people found that more than half have been challenged by their living arrangements. Nick Tebbing, National Executive Officer of Relationships Australia, says both working at home and homeschooling arrangements have been igniting tensions in the home.
Trying to balance all of the aspects of everyday life within four walls of a house. So that's given rise to a lot of tension, and combined with the uncertainty of what's happening outside has led to frustration and obviously a diminishing effect on some relationships.
However, 20% of those who felt challenged by their living arrangement still managed to create positive changes to their close relationships. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.